The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Come. They told me. Ba-rum-ba-ba-bum.
Bill Shatner with Piscopo in the Morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. Oh, it's been a zoo Friday, but we're having fun. I hope you are, too. 5 minutes after 9 o'clock. Love having you with us. Kennedy's going to join us, host of Kennedy on Fox Business. And you know who we have on the air right now? What I want to really put up is a great guy. We love this kid, Corey Windelspeck. He's the guy that wants to change the decorations outside the Holland Tunnel going into the greatest city in the world from the greatest state in the world, New Jersey. Corey, welcome back, man. How you doing this morning, buddy?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Good. We're doing good. Now, you're going on Channel 5 right now? You're going on...
I just got done. I just walked out. So you might hear some horns in the background here. I'm out in the street, but
no,
clouds, if you can hear me.
That's right. Who were you talking with over there, by the way, at Channel 5?
Good Day Live. Yeah. Rosanna Scotto, oh, Perry Drew,
the best.
Mike Woods.
Best.
Mike Woods is the man, you know?
Yeah, I know. He's great. The great champion, Rosanna. We love them over there. Now, you went before the Port Authority yesterday to plead your case and to bring a petition. How did it go yesterday, Corey?
It was fascinating because they went from, like, you know, trying to approve a $350 million budget for the PATH train to talking about a Christmas tree in the Holland Tunnel. So, I mean, that must have been interesting for these guys.
That's great.
And I think it went good. You know, I took it serious, and I said my case. And, you know, I don't know if you heard, but they listened. They put a poll up on their website, and now the listeners and viewers can vote on what they want. And I hope you vote for option two. I have a feeling they're trying to Ross Perot the election here because put three options for change and one option to not change. But we're not going to let them steal this one. We're going to take this all the way through.
And you could put the Christmas tree is over like the N or something. It should be over the A. You know, this is the best thing, Corey, that has happened to the Port Authority, and I can't remember when. And you know why? Because, Ed, we're so mad at the Port Authority. You got to run through. There's always traffic. There's always a problem. There's a jam up at the George Washington Bridge. This is great. So did they laugh when you presented this, or were they dead serious?
Yeah, no. So, yeah, when I went there, I kind of went in there guns blazing, ready to just put everyone on blast. But, no, we met earlier, and they were human about it. They were really cool. And, you know, same thing I told them. I said, you know, everyone's so negative when you hear the Port Authority. All these toll hikes and traffic and mismanagement. I go, why would you not take advantage of this opportunity to show you're human?
Exactly.
And I think they did that. I think they're doing that. And they treated me very well. They even gave me over the 3 minutes they needed. They were very fair to me. So I got nothing but positive things to say about yesterday.
Did you get free Easy Pass while you were at it, maybe? Something like that?
No. It cost me $25 to go to the stupid meeting. But, you know. And then I had a pass to the tree to get home. It was like a double whammy.
You got double told. Corey, keep us posted. Did they give you a debt? But, you know, the holiday.
So
I know. It's going to be. Go ahead.
We will have change on Monday, providing we win this poll. By Monday morning, it will be changed. The polls close, I think, at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
Oh,
you go to the Port Authority website, which I believe is PANYNJ.org.
Okay.
If that doesn't work, just Google Port Authority, New York, New Jersey, and vote. And do me a favor, vote option two, because I feel like they're trying to Ross Perot this. We got to find one we like.
Well, yeah, Holland Tunnel, we want to just – it's just you got to move – all they really do, you're saying pretty much, do you move the O as well as the tree to the A? Does the O over the U bother you as well, Corey?
So, look at that. It doesn't bother me, but it bothers others. So who am I to say that that's not right? Because somebody might say that the tree over the N is no big deal. And most importantly, Joe, I want to point this out, that Fox checked with the Port Authority. no cost whatsoever to change this thing. $0.
Boom.
So you're saying we're wasting taxpayers' money. Yeah. We can stop that argument now.
Corey, keep us posted. You got to come back. And now the guy, by the way, I think you're getting such a positive feedback from the radio station. They want to give you your own show. So something you might want to consider down the road. All right.
I am in. Let me come in with you for an hour. We'll laugh all morning.
Oh, you know what? You're a great guy. This is a great thing. It's the best thing to happen to the Port Authority in years. Corey, happy holidays. We'll talk to you Monday, maybe, Corey.
That sounds good, Joe. I'm in.
All right, my friend. All right. All the very best.
Brother. I appreciate
right,
it. I love your show, man. I listen all the time.
You're very kind, Corey. We love you right back, man. Thanks so much. Corey Wendelspeck right there. So he went in, and if you're outside the area, and we have so many people listening, and we so appreciate you listening on AM970TheAnswer.com around the country, there's a whole big – the Holland Tunnel is the lower – in lower Manhattan where we go in to come to work because the studios are off of Wall Street, right? So we go in. There's the Lincoln Tunnel in the center of Manhattan, and then there's the George Washington Bridge that's up north, right? For us, it's up north, you know. And so we go to Holland Tunnel. Now they have the Holland Tunnel entrance, and it's got like a whole big sign on the front that says Holland Tunnel. Really nice. So they put over the – I'm just – and forgive me for being so specific here, but if you don't know what we're talking about – and we're on the radio. I don't have pictures to show you, although you can go to AM970TheAnswer.com. Check it out. They put a wreath over the O on H-O-L-L, you know, on Holland. And then, but then for some reason, to Corey's point, they put the tree over the N. It looks, it's not even symmetrical. And for an obsessive compulsive person like myself, it makes me twitch immediately. So you look, and I understand what Corey's, upset with this. And then I don't like the O over the U. There's on the word tunnel, they put a wreath over the U. That's not it. You got to just but we will take this. If you take the tree, put it over the A, right? And then is that O, maybe the O between Holland and Tunnel, Frankie? Does that make more sense?
No, I like what's not debatable is the tree should be over the A. It should absolutely not be over the N. That's fine.
Yeah.
Now, I could live with the wreath over the U. Okay, it's fine. But I actually think the wreath looks a little better over the D. Because the D is sort of closed, like
good,
a wreath.
Good.
But the priority has to be moving. The priority is twofold. One is moving the tree to the A, number one. Mm. And number two, getting Corey to stop his needless demonization of Ross Perot in the 1992 election.
No, I understand what he means, though. Frank always says that Ross Perot didn't take away votes from George H.W. Bush. I always thought he did, Frank. But Frank, you know, he's the expert.
It's a discussion for another day. I posted a documentary on my Facebook page that people, if they're interested in learning about this, it's 10 minutes. It really gets down to the analysis. You can watch it. It's on there.
Right.
But
this guy is great.
Oh, he is. He's
so
terrific.
And I have to give a shout out to Mr. Kevin O'Toole, who's the head of the Port Authority, doing a great job, by the way. And I actually texted Kevin O'Toole yesterday saying, this is great. This is a great story, and invited Mr. O'Toole to come on the show anytime. Because, you know, there is such a negative perception of the Port Authority, the tolls and the traffic and everything else. This is a fun, fun thing, and I think we got to thank Corey Wendelspecht, which I love that name, for just letting us have some fun with the Honda. So you never know. Monday, you're going to go into Manhattan, lower Manhattan. When I get to work there, I'm going to look, and that tree may be over the A. I'm just saying. And thank God, if this is the least that we have to worry about, we're in good shape. Hey, Frankie, by the way, you got invited. The big party. You got invited to the big party that you asked last year. You were offended. You were offended that you were not invited to Mr. Tony Lobianco and his beautiful bride, Elisa.
No, I wasn't offended. I mean, I was disappointed.
You were offended.
I was disappointed.
You were offended.
He was
clearly offended.
Well,
because it's Frankie Five Boroughs. You book Tony. Tony's always great on the air. One of our great Italian American actors. And you were just now.
Right. Well, so
he was
not
angry
only
because everybody
not
else
only have
was
I,
invited.
Not only have him. I booked Tony repeatedly on this show. Right. Not only have
here
I interviewed him on my own
offended.
Program.
Here he goes.
Not
here
only
goes.
Have
not
I
offended.
Paid to see him as Fiorello LaGuardia in
is,
Fiorello at
see,
the St. George
which
Theater
is a
and musical.
Show.
It was great. Not only do I, whenever I would see him at events, go out of my way to talk to him. And last time I saw him at Bernie Carrick's thing, I said, "Hey, by the way, do you know that you mentioned in William Shatner's last book?" He said, "No, I didn't know that." Well, now you know. I'm telling
Tony.
Yeah, he is. And he didn't know anything about that. I told him.
Wow.
And so I started off as disappointed, mm-hmm. but okay, mm-hmm. I'm not a star mm-hmm. like you mm-hmm. are and all these other people. Mm-hmm. Then I heard about the sheer volume of people that were invited to this party last year. Everybody, it's not everybody who's anybody was invited. Everybody, period, was invited. There were perfect strangers who were invited to this party. Tony, the doorman downstairs, he ended up getting invited to the party. And so I got, as my grandfather would say, ugats, right? So then this year, I appreciate the invite, but Sunday is my... Brother Nicholas's birthday party.
I heard
so I'm
Kevin
be
had
there.
A steak at that party.
Oh, naturally. Yes, too.
So I said, so Lisa's putting it together. So she texts me. She goes, Frankie is invited. So
it's
I
very
have to
nice.
Tell. So, But I don't know what time it is. I got to look. Oh, I see what the time is. So what time is your party there, Frankie?
It's like a Sunday dinner, probably 2-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, it goes on for a while, and you're right. Everybody, I mean, commissioners, and I saw Commissioner Nigro there, and
the entire deep state is at this party.
Everybody who was anybody was at this party. Frankie was assaulted. So now I have here, I'm looking at my text here, ask Frank if we want Frank to go. Just like that. Make sure you tell Frank and you bring Frankie,
thank
okay?
You. Thank you
so
very much.
You're more than invited. And I think, matter of fact, I think Carol Alt is going to be.
Very interesting.
So,
the plot thickens.
Well, she asked. She said, "Are you with the gal?"
Now, see, you want to get on her good side? You bring a cat treat for her cat.
Well, it's got to be very special.
Vegan,
yeah, so no, not vegan just vegan, cats. But yeah. No wheats and
right.
anything.
It's right. something. That's what you do.
Whole food.
And... You mean my kind of my gift as I go to the party?
Yes,
the captive.
Yes,
this indeed. Isn't for you, Tony and Elise. It's for Carol.
For Carol Alt.
Yeah, that'll be great. Oh my lord!
I'm telling you.
So we'll see what happens. Oh my.
Oh
lord.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right.
What's yep. a CC? Mm-hmm. You guys. No, please. Listen, Carol's a very good friend. She's great, by the way. She is great. She
absolutely.
Apparently we'll be there. And Al, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not invited. It's okay.
Yeah, but you would have a haircut. You would say, I can't
not on
go.
Sunday. No,
and
I'm working.
Be embarrassed to go to
Tony Lobianco
and say, you know what,
no,
Al can't make it.
No,
Al can't make it because he's got to go shopping or something like that.
No, I mean, working the Giant game Sunday. I don't have to work the Jet game on Saturday.
That's a good excuse.
I don't have to work the Jet game on Saturday, but I am working the Giant game on Sunday.
You guys are the best. You guys are the best.
People apparently outraged now because they're not going to be able to because we're got inclement weather coming. It's going to rain tonight. It's supposed to rain most of the day tomorrow.
Do Governor Murphy shut down the state yet?
Yeah, he might. The Jets are playing at 4:25 tomorrow, and then the Giants play at 1 o'clock on Sunday. So they're not going to have enough time to make the changeover in the stadium, so the end zones are going to be neutral. They won't have the Jets logo and then, you know, the Giants logo on Sunday. It'll be a neutral, grass down in the end zone.
Oh, gosh.
People are like outraged. Yeah. Who cares?
I know. Hey, Piscopo in the Morning, 17 after 9 o'clock, and Kennedy's going to join us momentarily. We love Kennedy, host of Kennedy on Fox Business, author of the book, The Kennedy Chronicles, The Golden Age of MTV Through Rose-Colored Glasses. And we'll be talking about this Russia investigation and how the Senate denounces the Saudi war in Yemen. Now, I got to give Frankie Fibrosi, before we break, credit for that, because here I'm reading, senators are giving a thumbs up to a bipartisan measure aimed at ending U.S. support for the Saudi-led civil war. And this is in Yemen. Rebuke to the Trump administration's Saudi Arabia policy. The Senate vote was 56-41. It's largely symbolic, as Mr. Morano just said, but because Republican leaders are in the House, they have no plans. They have no plans to bring it up. But Frankie Fibrosi said when Khashoggi was whacked, and I'm thinking like, well, we do the same thing. I'm thinking like, all right, are we? And the president doesn't put sanctions or anything against Saudi Arabia or the crown prince, then there's an uproar. Now, Frankie took it a step further, said, why are we supporting the Saudis in their fight in Yemen? And the problem is with that, Frank, the only problem is you got to watch because Iran will step in. And we were supporting the Saudis because Iran was in that war as well. So how does that happen? But the point of the matter is it's good that it has come to fruition here and come too light here because it is. We don't even talk about it, and we joke in the morning, and it's fun to have fun. But what's going on? Still in Syria. Nothing is settled in Syria. And in Yemen as well, it was a true humanitarian crisis. So it's at least, Frankie, you were ahead of the curve. Give you a shout out on that. But where it goes from here, I really don't know.
Well, neither do I, Joe. Probably it ends up going nowhere. But I applaud the United States Senate, both parties, for doing the right thing here. And the guy that has really been the leader on this has been Rand Paul. And anytime you could see Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham on the same side of a foreign policy issue, yeah, you know that's the right side. Now, these two guys, Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham, and I have varying views about both of them, but they have such different world views of America's role in foreign policy. And for both of them to be on the same side of this issue, it must be the first time in history that they've ever been the same side of any foreign policy issue. We cannot continue to allow this this Islamic theocracy, that this adherent to Wahhabism, this sponsor of terrorism, this regime that's a dictatorship that doesn't respect human rights. We cannot continue to allow them to have a blank check. And the fact that they're killing hundreds of thousands directly with bombs that say "Made in the USA," and they're killing millions indirectly through this humanitarian crisis with this food and medicine embargo. They're creating so many more terrorists that are going to be mad at Western philosophy and Western civilization and America. And the sooner we can get out of aiding them in this war, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
And how do you do that with Iran right in the mix? So those are all the questions, and we appreciate that, Frankie. Piscopo, the morning. Kennedy's coming up momentarily. Don't want to go away. And your phone calls at 877-970-2999. Hi, Debbie Duhaime. How you doing this morning?
Hi, Joe Piscopo. How are you today?
You know,
ready
I'm
for the
good.
Weekend?
You ready I am
for
good. I am going to do a corporate show at like noon. Is that funny?
Oh,
so Big Mike's going to fly by. I'm going to pop him. We're going to have some fun and just rock and roll with a live band, you know. And I said, what time's the show? I'm thinking like 8:30 at night. They go, I think it's noon. I said, all right. let's just do it, man. Let's just do it. I love it. We're going to have a blast. It's the holidays, and it's Christmas time, Debbie, and we're all excited. 9:21, Debbie's on the road, though. It's Friday, and that means traffic in New York. And Debbie's right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Yeah, Joe, it's a gridlock alert day today. We're seeing a lot of volume right now on the Cross Bronx westbound, getting out toward White Plains Road and heading right out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Watch for some delays there. Now, the inbound side of the GWB, that's actually moving okay. But outbound, you have that upper-level construction till 2:30. Lincoln's okay. So is the Holland Tunnel. Watch for some slowdowns as you head over to Route 20 northbound, right at Route 46, getting up through Clifton, a crash there. Traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting out toward the Verrazano. Watch for slowdowns, Queens Midtown Tunnel, 15 to 20, heading into town. And it's still busy on the Bruckner west at the Bronx River Parkway, with an accident over there as well. Expect delays on the downtown E and F trains. New Jersey Transit, 7 canceled trains today's positive train control is the reason for that. If you're heading over to the Hutch northbound Weaver Street in Scarsdale, they just cleaned up an accident. Checking out the forecast, clouds today, high of about 50, showers tomorrow, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder doesn't know why the media is now fawning over George H.W. Bush.
Only 7% of Washington, D.C. reporters voted for George Herbert Walker Bush. Only 7%. Despite the fact that he reached across the aisle and raised taxes. What happened?
They hammered him.
The same people who pressured him to raise taxes because of the deficit then hammered him and accused him of breaking his promise.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. smartwaytobuy.com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Planning a holiday, office, or corporate party? How about a family get-together, birthday party, dinner party, or black tie event? DR Catering, the official caterer of AM 970 The Answer, will create a custom menu that fits your taste and style and offer unique and extensive menus, custom-made for your specific needs. With expert consultation from setup to cleanup, the professional and friendly staff at DR Catering will be with you every step of the way, from budget planning, staffing, and location selection to floral design and decor. See your party come to life. Featuring traditional family-style food as well as following the latest food trends, DR Catering is dedicated to satisfying all your dietary needs. DR Catering also specializes in social, corporate, and pharmaceutical catering. Let them cater your next business lunch. To make your event a memorable one, call Dominic at 201-673-7380. That's 201-673-7380, or visit them online at drcatering.com.
Steve Adubato's The Leadership Hour is moving to a special time this weekend so that we can bring you NFL football. It's The Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato this Sunday night at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
925 with Joe Piscopo. If you have been in an accident, need to talk to a lawyer about your case, you can call the Bramnick Law Firm. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. I spoke with John yesterday. We went back and forth talking about different things. What a great guy, you know. 30 years John Bramnick's been there. And the Bramnick Firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. And the Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week. Get answers about that claim. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims, you know. 877-423-4878. That's the number for the Bramnick Law Firm. 877-423-4878. Or you can go to johnbramnick.com, johnbramnick.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Are you like
I'm in the bushes behind your house.
You're like old
Joe,
Perlman.
Did you go to Ace Hardware? Hi.
That's a good guitar song, you know.
Oh, great guitar song.
But
the early Beatles I like much more than the later Beatles.
Yeah, I don't tell James Rosen that, but that's, you know what, I tend to agree. The early
more poppy, I know people, it's blasphemy, the later Beatles, everyone says, "Oh, it's deeper and this and that." But I like that pop, you know, get it in and out, and you know, in 3 minutes it's great.
But even as a kid, and I remember we were at Timmy McWilliams' house once, and we were listening as a kid, and I was not a drug guy, but I listened to Sgt. Pepper's or the White Album, and I said, boy, these guys are brilliant. But never a fan, but just always appreciating the brilliance of the Beatles, for sure. And but you're absolutely right. I like even something as simple as Twisted Shout with John Lennon's
debut.
He sang Rock and Roll Man like nobody else. Rest his soul. Kennedy is the host of on Fox Business Network. She's a great gal. She's so much fun. Such a smart gal. Author of The Kennedy Chronicles, The Golden Age of MTV Through Rose-Colored Glasses. And she is kind enough to jump on the air with us this morning. Kennedy, Merry Christmas and great to have you on the show. How you doing?
Joey, Merry Christmas to you as well. How are you, buddy?
Good. I'm doing okay. I love you on Fox. You're doing great. You're just crushing it. And now I think MTV, everybody goes, Kennedy from MTV. And that's something you should be very, very proud of. How old were you? Like 12 when you did that? I mean, really?
I was 11 years old. Yes, they plucked me out of obscurity from fifth grade. No, I started, I signed my deal when I was 19.
Wow. That's great. Because, you know, I was thinking about it, and we'll get to the issues of the day. And the book you might want to check out, The Kennedy Chronicles, is, you know what, Kennedy? I was there, I swear to God, before you were born. I bet you I was there when Bob Pittman and those guys first put MTV on the air, and I was off of SNL, and they said, you want to go do this music television thing, where they started doing interviews, and it was in a little place on, like, where was it? Like on 23rd Street or something like that. And then it became this internationally renowned, you know, super media place, right?
Yeah, and the crazy thing about that, and someone was remarking about this on Twitter yesterday, was that was the only game in town. There was no social media to compete with.
That's a good
and
point.
You know, yeah. It's interesting, yeah, because the people I was there with, we've had this kind of ongoing conversation, because obviously social media would have amplified everything we were doing, and you know, a bunch of us probably would have been fired for posting the experiences that we had. But at the same time, it also would have done to MTV what it's already done now, which is sort of diminished it.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, it's like that was the only place where you could see interviews and see, like, movie stars and musicians and,
yeah,
you know, all sorts of athletes and interesting people in,
yeah,
one place. And there is no one place anymore.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's culturally, like, my boss was saying, like, that was the browser. Like, you would open up your computer and the comparison would be, and only MTV would come up. There is no Twitter, Instagram, or anything.
It's so funny, back in the day. And now look at you over at Fox Business Network. The show is great. We're talking about all the issues of the day and really tackling them in such a great way. And you're pretty much, it's safe to say, a libertarian. Does that bother you when people will give you a title like that, Kennedy?
No, I don't belong to the Libertarian Party, but I am philosophically libertarian. I'm pro-freedom.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
also,
yeah.
I believe in limited government.
Yeah, so thank you. So, and I feel the same way, and I'm like more independent than anything else, but with the Russia investigation, what happened with General Michael Flynn, Kennedy, I mean, and as someone who doesn't like government in your life, what's happening now, doesn't it scare you? It scares me.
Yes, it and, you know, the fact that, and we're talking about this last night, like using surveillance as a tool to squeeze and charge people is very scary. And it, you know, James Comey really showed his hand yesterday when he said, he basically said, like, I knew this administration was so incompetent that I could just send some FBI agents over and get people to talk. He said, I wouldn't have done that in the Obama or Bush administrations. And so he's basically saying, like, he has such contempt for this president that he abused the power of the FBI in order to extract information to try and throw the president out of office. And you know, they've been really, that's the one area where we've had transparency. It's very obvious what the goal is, and that's incredibly dangerous for democracy, because you don't want in the future the candidate that you like being thrown out because the mob decides that they're activated against them.
Yeah, it's a great, but well said. Kennedy with Piscopo in the morning, 9:32, jumping on the air with us. Michael Cohen with Stephanopoulos this morning on Good Morning America. Did you watch any of that, Kennedy?
No, I like George, but I think Michael Cohen is he's a known liar. And I don't understand how, you know, people conveniently abstract stuff that he's doing and say, oh, no, he's one of the good ones now. And it's like, yeah, maybe he's not. Maybe he's just lying in order to protect himself, or that's all he knows how to do. And, you know, I think that's something that the president has to be concerned about, is, you know, having people, being a magnet for people like Cohen and Manafort, who are pretty gross.
Yeah, and then what they're going to do, they're going to try to take the president down now with this, all this quote-unquote payoff and the National Enquirer situation, when you look what happened to John Edwards, there's a precedent that this is not a crime, yet there's still the Democrats are still going to go after the president, aren't they, Kennedy?
Absolutely, and you know, that's the Democrats in the House feel like they were given a mandate, and people are saying, no, we want to change.
Yeah,
because, you know, the House is more fleeting, and it's more the solutions are almost more temporary, whereas what happens in the Senate is, you know, critical because you're talking about treaties and Supreme Court justices and things that have a longer impact. And, you know, with a cyclical economy and so much of that generated in the House, people know, like, if it's not working now, we'll throw you out. And that's essentially what they did, and that's what voters are getting in the habit of doing, because the House was in Democrat hands for decades.
Yeah. So what's your outlook on this, Kennedy? What do you think is going to happen, your prediction here, with the president and this whole Cohen situation?
It depends what Mueller has. And if Mueller has something, it has to be directly tied to the president, and it has to be incredibly dire for anything to come from impeachment. And I have said this many times. I don't think impeachment is the worst thing for him. I think that he could use that to his advantage. And Bill Clinton, at the height of his impeachment scandal, had a 70% approval rating.
Yeah, very good point. A good point. Kennedy, I appreciate you joining us. The Kennedy Chronicles, you may want to check out. Check out Kennedy on Fox Business Network. Do you go in now for your show at night, Kennedy? You go in relatively early for your show when it's broadcast later?
Oh, no, we're not on Fridays. So I will.
I mean, generally, Fridays, when you go in.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, because I'll go in and do, like, Outnumbered or The Five and
stay. God bless you, girl. You're so busy. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Have you seen any of that? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The zombies. See, I'm old. I'm old, Kennedy. You're not. And I love the zombies getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I love that. You know,
some of those bands, you're like, what took so long?
I know. It is exactly like that. You know,
and it's funny because people are mad that Guns N' Roses is in. And it's like, they really only have two real records.
Kennedy, listen, we appreciate you joining us, and we'll be watching on Fox. We'll be watching Fox Business as well, and all the very best for the holidays, and please come back anytime, okay?
You too, Joe. Thanks so much. I'll see you around the hallways, my friend.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks, Kennedy. Thanks so much. Kennedy right there, host of Kennedy on Fox Business Network, and the Kennedy Chronicles, the name of the book, The Golden Age of MTV Through Rose-Colored Glasses. I love her take on politics, though. Love her take. Then the way she has really reinvented herself, Kennedy has, from being on MTV to being such a noted authority on a lot of things concerning politics, where I am hopelessly addicted to everything politics. It's 9:36 with Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. Oh, I see the calls. Can I grab one call, Albert? Am I allowed to do that? I know I go to Al, like he's my honey. Is it okay if I grab a call? Marilyn, we got a couple seconds, but I wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning, and what is on your mind?
Good morning, Joe. How are you? First of all, I just love your show.
Thank you.
I love Kennedy. I watch her on The Five.
Yeah, she's the
best. What I wanted to say was, I know you mentioned on... You mentioned that you're going to see Tony LoBianco this weekend.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give a tidbit. My mother-in-law, she knows Tony LoBianco's mom, or knew Tony LoBianco's mom. Mm-hmm. I remember when, going back, he had gone to see her and her friends at the church senior center, and there's pictures. I saw pictures of him. I remember she always bragged about how her friend... Tony LoBianco, Tony LoBianco. and she makes me laugh. You know, she's so cute. And she's still alive. She's 96 years old.
Oh, God bless, girl. That's great.
God bless. She's going to be 97 next month.
Oh, my
she's still
goodness.
The sweetest woman, I have to say. I couldn't have asked for a better mother-in-law.
Yeah, God bless.
But I just wanted to mention her name. I know he probably wouldn't remember her, but Josephine Pescatore is her name. She was friends with his mom. I don't know. If you see him, maybe you might...
Tony. He will remember. Pescatore is a great last name. Marilyn, thank you.
Pescatore, yes. Fisherman.
All right, then. Bon Natale to you, Marilyn, and thank you so much. Give my love. Give our love to everybody. Tony is one of those guys. You know, I always liked Tony. Always admired him from, my goodness gracious, French Connection and some of the great, great films that he has done. By the way, and just a great actor. But as an Italian, you go, hey, look at that Italian guy doing such a great job. And he is a nice man to go out.
I thought Marilyn was going to say she was invited to the party and not Frank.
We appreciate Tony going out and visiting Joe. What's it? Josephine? Is that a Josephine Pescatore? I love that name. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning. Love hearing from you. 877-970-2999. Yeah, that would have been funny. Josephine got invited to the party.
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody. Hey, 938 with Piscopo in the morning. Big Al standing by with the news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 938. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hey, if you ever wanted to skate with Santa, now's your chance. Old St. Nick is taking to the ice at the Rockefeller Center skating rink in New York today. He's joining the morning session from 10:30 a.m. to noon. It's open to the public, and if you smile, Santa's likely to pose for a photo with you. A new study, though, says Christmas is the greatest time of the year for a heart attack. The study published this week in the British Medical Journal says a person's risk for a heart attack spikes during the holidays and peaks around 10 p.m. Christmas Eve. Researchers at Lund University in Sweden studied over 280,000 heart attacks over 16 years and found the risk of a heart attack shot up by 37% on Christmas Eve. Scientists are not sure what causes the increase. Other high-risk periods for heart attacks are New Year's Eve, midsummer holidays, and Mondays. In sports, there's a tie atop the AFC West after the Chargers stunned the Chiefs with a 29-28 comeback win in the final seconds in Kansas City. Phillip Rivers hitting Mike Williams with a one-yard touchdown pass with 4 seconds left, then found Williams again for the two-point conversion to win it. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's take it out to the Sawmill. Southbound right at 287. Accident blocking a lane. 55 West out through LaGrange. Slowing down with an accident there. Inbound GWB looks fine. Outbound GWB upper level construction. Lincoln Tunnel is moving along smoothly. No problems to report at the Holland Tunnel at this point. It's kind of busy, though, on the Cross Bronx East out by Jerome Avenue. A disabled truck on the westbound Cross Bronx Heavy White Plains Road out through the GWB because of that upper level construction heading out of town. It is a gridlock alert day today, so allow that extra time. Queens Midtown Tunnel, about 20 minutes heading into town. Watch for delays on the downtown E and F trains. Also delays on the uptown B and Q. Harlem line of Metro North, going to see some delays there as well. And it looks like New Jersey Transit is on time. Stop and go traffic 18 northbound getting up toward the New Jersey Turnpike. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 50, rain likely for tomorrow, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
941 with Joe on the radio. Great gift-giving ideas. Where? Parian and Sons. I keep telling you about Parian and Sons. You just got to go up to Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Glenn is there, and Maria and Debbie and Katie. Beautiful family. They've been, you know what? They've been selling diamond engagement rings for, what, 97 years? That's older than me. 97 years. And you'll find beautiful jewelry and watches from top designers like Charles Kripel, Bellari, and the stones. That really took me. The diamonds, too. When you go and buy a diamond, you don't know what you're looking for. You really don't. The clarity, the cut, the color, the character, all of that. Parian & Sons will walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond like no other jeweler. And then you're not going to hear this from any other jeweler. You have a famous diamond buyback guarantee. Just like that from Glenn Parian. And Glenn wears a suit. He's so the most well-dressed jeweler you'll ever see. Glenn Parian. Bring your old jewelry up there. They restore, they repair. But if you want a diamond, you want to go to Parian & Sons. They're right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or start here if you would. ParianDiamonds.com.
This is Dan Proft with 60 Seconds of Sanity for Upstream-Ideas.com. The path to putting a Democrat in the White House runs through God. That's not me saying God favors Republicans. That's potty-mouthed DNC Chairman Tom Perez saying God's faithful disapprove of Tom's faithful because of biblical instruction on pesky issues like life and death. Quoting from Perez's comments on the clergy, that person on the pulpit is saying, ignore everything else that this person, Trump, has done and is doing. We have to focus on one issue of Roe v. Wade, and people buy it because that's their only source. Perez is at once troubled by Americans who think checks and balances apply to the judicial branch, and life is a gift from God not to be easily discarded. Perez is additionally unnerved by churchgoers who lean on spiritual leaders working from Western civilization's source material rather than finding their righteous footing from Sister Maddow's Jeremiads. The short of it is Tom Perez would like you to stop attending church because it puts a real crimp in the ability of Democrats to make the state your God.
Talking about the challenges the brave men and women of law enforcement face every day. It's All That Is Blue with your host, 27-year veteran of the Sparta Township Police Department, retired Lieutenant J.P. Beebe. Catch it Saturday mornings at 6:30, right after Women in the Loop, only on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It is 9:43 right now. I love telling you about Plaza College. I had a great, great dinner with Chuck Callahan from Plaza College. And he told me, he's so dedicated to the school. And it's been around and in the family since 1916. Then Chuck started telling me about court reporting and how there's a need for court reporters. Do you know that? Oh, 5,000 job openings. If you know somebody, if you got a niece, nephew, whatever, you know, a grandchild that looking for work, you may want to consider court reporting. Because not only do you court report, that's the person in the courtroom that does, you know, they're using both hands at the same time, right, man? You love that? And if somebody could use a, like a play a video game, or if it's a musician, they will be good at court reporting. Also, closed captioning, like I told you. When you see the subtitles come across the screen, that closed captioning, that is done by real live people. And now you got to know how to use that machine. It's called a StenoWriter. The National Court Reporters Association has a free program called A to Z, and it's being hosted at Plaza College this month to introduce you to the writer and to the Steno alphabet. Great opportunity. And looking for a new career where there are many, many jobs. And don't forget, you own what you write when you're in the courtroom. So lawyers have to come to you, and either state has to go to you and say, what did we say? And that's you. That's your property. This is a great career. And you can find out about it at Plaza College. Plaza College, 718-509-6399. 718-509-6399. Or go to plazacollege.edu.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Ready to sing your song?
Yeah, let's sing it.
Reminds me of the morning show,
Simon?
The chipmunks.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay, Frank?
Okay, Alvin?
Okay, Alvin. That's a good one. Alvin!
Alvin!
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:45 with Jersey Joe and with Albert and with a Frankie Five Boroughs and Debbie. You're very humble, ready for drive time players. Mary Papoyo is with us. Mary runs the sports at AM 970 The Answer. But Mary, welcome back to the show. How are you doing this Friday?
Hi, I'm a little tired after watching last night's game late hours of the night.
Did you stay up and you watched it?
Of course. How could you not? You know what? And I even told myself, I was like, oh, I'm going to go to bed. I'll catch the highlights. But I'm so happy I stayed awake. And I have no skin in the game with either of those teams, but it was just so good.
Give us a breakdown. What happened? You were watching it too. Al, you went to bed, though.
No. I caught the highlights this morning.
Well, that's not fair. Yeah. Al's up a substantial amount of time more than I am, earlier than I am. It was, you know, Pat Mahomes came. It was 14-0 in, like, the first half, and he was using the weapons he had left. He's got Sammy Watkins out, Kareem Hunt's gone, and he still managed to make plays like he does. I mean, there was a point where I think he just slowed down and was walking as the defense was coming at him, and then he faked it, and then he threw it into the end zone, and it was a boom, a touchdown.
He actually threw around a player last night.
Yeah,
he did one of these, like, last week he did a no-look pass to a player, like he was Magic Johnson. He threw around the defender that was coming at him and made the completion. It was amazing.
Curved his ball. It was crazy. He's insane now. But still, Philip Rivers did not back down. Oh, my God, he's so good. And, you know, I'm gonna be honest, I picked, obviously, the Chiefs to win it. I was shocked.
Did you make money? Did you make money off it?
But anyways, we're not going to talk about that. The coaching staff, they went for two at the end.
Yeah, that's a ballsy move because you're on the road and there's no time left. You blow it and you lose the game. And that was a gutsy call. But besides the fact, Mike Williams, wide open. I mean, they disguised the coverage for the two-point conversion
yeah,
and
blew
wide
that.
Open.
The Chiefs blew that coverage bad. It was really bad. Lucky for Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. I keep wanting to call them San Diego Chargers. But anyways, it was a great game. So
what are we doing with the Giants and the Jets, guys?
What are we doing? I just want to say I picked them both to win last week, and they both won.
You did.
I sure did. Actually, I also picked the Cowboys to win against the Eagles, and they won. So no big deal. Just not to pat myself on the back. But I did also say that.
But you just did.
I just want to say. But the Jets and the Giants this weekend, I said last week that would be their last win for the season, and I think so. Jets play the Texans. Oh, by the way, lots of football in the city this week. We have Saturday. It's that wonderful time of year. We have Saturday NFL football. I'm so excited about it.
Look at you.
The Jets are home tomorrow against the Texans. Unfortunately, they're absolutely going to lose. Texans are 9-4. Jets are 4-9.
Al, you feeling that too, Albert?
Yeah, I think the Jets are going to get the doors blown off them tomorrow.
Then the Giants are home, another home game at MetLife on Sunday against the Titans. Now, I heard Odell Beckham's going to be out.
He might be. He's at HSS, right?
He got checked over yesterday.
He got tripped at the end of the Eagle game two weeks ago, and it's a nagging injury. They've checked him out. I think it's a game-time decision, but you know what? They're not going to need him. I think Saquon is the guy now. They're going to run the offense through the running back. So yeah. I think the Giants have a shot.
They're not going to need him, but I will say if they don't have them, I'm going to pick the Titans to win. If they do have Odell, I feel much more confident. So that's not really a fair, that's a wishy-washy pick, but that's what I've got to say. If Odell's in, I'll give the Giants maybe one more win this season, but if he's not in, I'm going with the Titans. So, and then just in case you're wondering, Vikings are playing the Dolphins at home.
It's a Viking fan.
And they're going to win. So that's all.
You know, Mary, we appreciate it. We appreciate your hard work around the station, always sales-wise and everything. Are you going home for the holidays, Mary?
I sure am. I can't wait. I think we've got one more Papuyo's Picks of the year because I leave next Friday.
Uh-oh.
But I'll be in the office in the morning. So okay. I will be here just for this to update you guys on what's going on that weekend. This weekend in sports on the station, we've got Rutgers at Seton Hall tomorrow at 2 on AM 970. And then we've got Wagner at St. John's, I believe. On
St. John's.
Sunday.
Still undefeated, right?
Yeah.
I think 9-0.
Look at that.
Sunday, AM 970. So at 4:30 is the tip off. So if you guys are around, listen in.
Mary, thank you. We'll see you around the office. See you in the hallways, and I always appreciate it. Mary Papuyo right there. At 9:50, 10 before 10 o'clock, 10 before Mike Gallagher. And Debbie Duhames. Is Debbie doing anything interesting this weekend, girl?
I'm going to a party tonight. I think Frank Morano's having a party.
You're going. Are you taking Raul? Are you taking your trainer, Francisco?
No. Al knows his name, and you don't know his name.
I don't want. I'm blocking it out. I'm jealous, and I'm blocking it out.
I did not invite him. No, I didn't. But anyway, what else am I doing?
I would love to go to a party with you.
Go to another party.
Why is he a vampire?
Wait a minute. And he says that you're making an
and
accent.
I would like to bite your neck. I don't know. No. I gave him a...
It's a party
right.
weekend.
We need to do a workout.
He doesn't speak like that. You know what? No. I'm going to have him call in one day next week. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good. We can hear what he sounds like. I don't know. What's his name? Marsupial? What is his name?
Marcisco Morrison, and he owns Core Fitness in Jersey City.
All right, there it is. There's your plug. Well,
very
listen.
Good trainer.
He's
what about
welcome.
You? I'll have him on the show. What
me, I'm going to work. I swear to God, I'm off the air and I'm on stage in an hour, as it should be. This is the business I chose, you know? And like Patton said, God help me, I do love it so. Hey, 9:51, Deb, have a great one. Yeah, we send in love and also appreciate you always being with us, my dear. Traffic-wise, though, it's going to be nuts on Friday. I don't even want to think about it. How are we doing thus far on AM 970 The Answer, Ms. Duhame?
By the way, shout out to Lisa from Saddlebrook. I met her at a salon yesterday, and she listens every morning. She's super nice. So shout out to you, Lisa. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As you head to the Cross Bronx eastbound at Jerome Avenue, it's a disabled truck. The right lane is blocked. Still busy northbound New England Thruway up by Pelham Parkway with an accident there. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. It is a gridlock alert day today. Let's go to the Ed Koch 59th Street Bridge building there. Over on the LIE westbound building up by the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And if you're going to be taking a ride to the subways, downtown E and F trains delays with a stalled train. Uptown B and Q trains delays with a stalled train as well. Hudson River crossings actually moving okay. Just outbound GWB, some ongoing construction as you head to the upper level. And 46, it looks like some earlier problems cleared as you get out toward Ridgefield Park. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me, we have Mr. Greg Smith of the Daily News. He is the investigative reporter who's been doing all of our reporting on NYCHA over the last, I would say, 7 years.
Six years. There's so much malfeasance that's gone on over there for so long. But the first thing that we really focused on was the security cameras where they were sitting on $42 million that they'd been sitting on, some of which was sitting around for 8 years, and they weren't putting in the cameras in these developments. And there was a significant increase in crime going on at the time, which made no sense to us, and so we went after them. And that was the beginning of this thing. And that was probably, I don't know, the summer of 2012.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll keep you up to date on all the sports news, your calls, and a lot more. Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll see you then.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
For today, we'll have some areas of fog around this morning. Otherwise, cloudy, damp, and not as cold with some drizzle at times. The high 52. Damp and chilly tonight with rain arriving. Areas of fog, the low 45. Areas of fog and more rain tomorrow, the high near 50. But on Sunday, rather cloudy, turning colder. More rain is likely, the high 43. Finally, by Monday, sunshine making a return. Brisk and chilly, the high 45. I'm meteorologist John Woodward, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, John. Joe Pisk, experience a smart way to buy a car, Route 22 Toyota. Here it is. If you got time now, if you jot this down and you're out of your car, 855-621-9949. I'll give you to 10 o'clock, 9:55 right now. I'll give you to 10 o'clock, first five callers, next 5 minutes. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out that state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. And while you're over there, when you're over there at the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of Jersey, you'll see Alex Cancelo there. Iggy's going to be there. Carmelo and Chester and Johnny and Wendy and Chris. Great team, great family. And you could ask Alex about the 0% APR financing that he offers up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And you will not have to deal with dummies. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Have yourself
a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
There it is. Getting into the Christmas spirit in a big way. We roll in. Look at that. Already 9:57 right now. I think I'm all covered Christmas-wise, too. We have time for a call, Albert? We moving right out, huh? 2 seconds?
No, we really don't.
You know, so let me apologize. We really mean to go, but then Al said, you got to read this, you got to read that, and we're going, and we're trying to do as much as we can. So if you would call on Monday, we will be back 6 a.m. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for a great week of shows.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, it's a lot happening. It's a lot to tackle. When I always say this, what's it like to do a morning show? It's like a runaway train that you got to jump on while it's moving and try to steer it in the right direction, you know. And we appreciate so much you being on this train with us, you gathering around this kitchen table every morning and hashing out the politics of the day, the issues of the day, and having some fun along the way. We try to speak the truth. You know, we're not going to let some mainstream media take us down. Mike Gallagher's coming up, and Frankie Five Boroughs got Murano in the morning on Sunday, followed by the great, the one, the only, John Catsimatidis in the morning. Albert, have a great time. Hey, Al, have a great haircut today.
Thank you.
And Debbie, thank you. We love you. Would you go out and make it the best weekend ever? And you know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Today's free shipping day. More than 1,000 retailers should take part in the shopping holiday by offering free shipping on items as well as various discounts. The day serves as a last chance to save big on gifts and holiday items this year after Black Friday and Cyber Monday. FreeShippingDay.com has listed several participating merchants and the deals they might be offering today. The CDC warning Americans not to eat romaine lettuce if they don't know where it came from. And an updated warning about a recent E. coli outbreak in romaine. The CDC said people need to make sure their lettuce hasn't come from the Central Coast growing regions of Northern and Central California. In sports, Thursday Night Football, Chargers stunned the Chiefs 29-28. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.